I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All of mine shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's care to #250.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here and you can shop it right from your couch. It's Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, score amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals. And get it all with fast and free shipping on everything. Yep, even the big stuff, right to your door. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer. And did we mention they only last 5 days? So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the season before it fizzles out. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale now through July 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Rex Heuermann and James Burke. Who's James Burke? Remember James Burke? James Burke was the former Suffolk County police chief that had a lot of accusations against him and a lot of charges against him as well. And he went to prison for some time for those charges. But questions still remain when we look back at the story of Rex Heuermann and the many, many years of his alleged terror, if you will, with sex workers near Gilgo Beach. And the supposed alleged frequenting of these same sorts of individuals by James Burke, who had a lot of power. We're going to talk about that. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. This is something where we don't have a lot of physical evidence anymore because time has obviously passed, but there's certainly a lot of questions that connect possibly James Burke to Rex Heuermann. Investigators, they're still combing through this. We don't know. I don't think it's the end of the day yet for James Burke in terms of charges. That's just my speculation. But how do we go back and look at some of the facts that we know about the two individuals and maybe try and connect some dots? Are there ways beyond just physical evidence to look at the profile of these two individuals and some of their actions and maybe find out more of what James may have been involved in or not involved in at that point in time where Rex was running loose, allegedly?
Yeah, I think it's hard, when you're doing this kind of historical analysis, but that's what investigators do. And mm-hmm. You can get good investigators who go back and look for people, you know, outside of the ones that have talked already and look for other people who may be willing to talk. And the more you get, the more you can start to connect the dots and possibly come up with something, of evidential value. The thing that just, everything about James Burke is shocking and disgusting, and it makes us wonder again, who can we trust in law enforcement? It's shocking. And the thing that just, of course, kicked me in the gut was interest in snuff films, which apparently came from two sources. And that, of course, is so horrendous. We can't help but think of Heuermann.
It really makes you wonder. I mean, we're talking two people in the same geographic area. You want to think there's not a ton of people into these sort of things, but there's certainly a handful at the very least. And they seem to, you know, kind of run in some of the same circles if they're not just keeping to themselves. And unfortunately, a lot of them do not keep to themselves. There's been allegations that have been made by people claiming that way back in the day, two of them were at a party together. It was a claim. It was a claim that was made by a woman who was a sex worker. And it's one of those things where society doesn't want to really believe individuals that have that as their line of work, if you will. But it doesn't necessarily mean that they're lying by any stretch of the imagination. How do you dig deeper into that to determine the validity of such a statement?
You know, people tend to not want to believe the worst about law enforcement, and they tend to not trust sex workers. Mm-hmm. So I think, again, it's kind of an in-depth interview. Does the person seem cogent? Do they seem clear? Do they seem logical? And can they list specifics? Mm-hmm. And can they give a consistent story over time? Because people who are telling stories, as I've said before, they contradict themselves, you know, if you do multiple interviews. And I think you're looking for consistency. You're looking for collateral information. Does it all add up? And can you find more people who would be willing to come forward and talk about it?
Obviously, Burke is not in any sort of power anymore, just has a really horrible record behind him and doesn't really speak publicly. It's understandable why. But you look back at his track record, the civil rights violation that he was charged with. For people who don't know, someone stole a duffel bag out of his trunk. And in that duffel bag was sex toys, pornography, allegedly snuff film. And many other things that were connected, obstructing justice. He allegedly, beat up the guy, handcuffed him and beat him and instructed others to not talk about it. So not in power, but he was within a structure where there was others willing to go basically to bat for him and say, yep, don't know anything about this. That's not an easy thing to remove out of a system just because the leader is gone. And we're talking, it's been several years now since he's been removed. But, you know, we're talking the years where the investigation should have been going on and wasn't necessarily going on. How do we know that there's still not some folks in there that may be helping to still cover this sort of thing up?
Yeah, I think it's a logical assessment to assume if this guy got away with any of that behavior mm-hmm. for any period of time, that there were enablers there. And I would be looking really closely at, you know, doing an investigation, higher authority, looking at this department and really trying to take apart with, in-depth interviews and in-depth looking at history and looking at other questionable things that happened and trying to determine the full extent of the, I was going to say corruption. It's worse than corruption. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the right word would be, but.
Yeah, I mean, it's complicity bad. to a crime. I mean, just to horrible, horrible behavior. And what's interesting about it is you go, okay, I mean, I've been in workplaces where there's been bad behavior and I have been the first sometimes to raise my hand and go to HR and be like, we got to look at this over here.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't. And sometimes it's just as simple as I don't want to lose my job. And I get that. But when we're talking like the level of depravity in some of these situations, if you're not willing to go and speak up and say something, I mean, is that a logical answer of saying, I don't want to lose my job, so that's why I'm not going to talk about something, you know, this horrendous?
Yeah. No, I have, when I worked in the government system, you know, in years past various places, I was always the one raising my hand and saying, this is not okay. Mm-hmm. You know, this is not cool. And it does shake the system up. And sometimes, you know, it means you end up leaving the job when you're not listened to. But we need to know we can trust the police. Mm-hmm. We need to know that. And we've got to hold them to the highest ethical standards and not tolerate this kind of stuff. And so I think the allegations mean let's take it really seriously and investigate it.
Be very interesting as this all continues to unfold.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free.
So you can binge on true crime.
Until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now. Or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here and you can shop it right from your couch. It's Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, score amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals. And get it all with fast and free shipping on everything. Yep, even the big stuff. Right to your door. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer. And did we mention they only last 5 days? So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the season before it fizzles out. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale now through July 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.